Councilman Walter Child, would you give the invocation, please?
Certainly, Mayor. Please bow your heads with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many blessings you have bestowed on this community, and we pray tonight for your guidance, that our decisions will always be for the greater good of our community. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Number one on the agenda is approval of the agenda.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Number two, consider approval of resolution number 2020-06, a resolution making certain budgetary adjustments to the 2019-20 fiscal year budget. Ms. Gonzalez.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. I'll be going over third quarter budget adjustments for the current fiscal year. Beginning in the general fund, there is a request to increase both revenue and operating $10,000 for pass-through money received by the county for the DOD to be used for governmental affairs. Also, an increase to both revenue and operating for $14,000 for an XDO donation for public safety training and fire department drones. The public safety department is requesting $10,000 in operating for training for an XDO donation received in fiscal year 19. They're also requesting $135,000 of capital money for the purchase and upfit of two new replacement vehicles. The fire department is requesting both revenue and expenditures of $20,000 for an XTO donation for auto pulse equipment and EMS supplies, $45,000 in operating for repair of an airport fire truck, and $150,000 capital money for a shortfall in the construction of fire station number 6. Street department is requesting $55,000 to repair a damaged traffic signal at US 285 in South Canyon caused by a vehicle accident. They're also requesting to increase revenues $32,000 for the reimbursement check received by the insurance company. Street is also requesting $12,000 capital money for the replacement of a security light in the Main Street parking lot previously supplied by Xcel Energy, and $100,000 increase to operating due to aging equipment and unanticipated expenditures. The Parks Department is requesting $12,043 for Eddy County water master fees. Community Development, $65,800 to replace funds to the potash project that were needed to complete the PRV gazebo. In the Lodgers Tax Promotional Fund, Kark Inc. Is requesting $15,000 to advertise a Mother's Day Tejano concert. And the Lodgers Tax Non-Promotional Fund, $30,000 to cover a cost increase in GRT taxes for the Cave Cars project. And last, the Landfill Construction Fund, we are requesting $1,160,183 for the city portion of cell construction and $250,000 for the city portion of cell 6 survey. Any questions?
From Ms. Gonzalez.
Mayor, this has been presented to and approved by the Budget Committee. I therefore move for approval.
We have a motion.
Second.
A second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez.
Thank you.
Number three, routine and regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the City Council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separately.
I would move for approval.
We have a motion to approve. Do we get a second? And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Mr. Carter. Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
All matters under routine and regular business have passed. Number four, consider approval of ordinance number 2020-02, an ordinance amending Chapter 20, Article 2, to adopt the International Fire Code 2015 edition. A, public hearing, and B, consider approval. And we will now convene as a public hearing, and I'd call on Chief Lopez.
Mayor, members of the council, thank you. I have my fire marshal, Ken Arns, here if you have a lot of detailed questions. But what we're doing is just trying to get our paperwork squared away. The state is already and has been operating under the 2015 code. All of our new construction is compliant with the code, so this will not mean any changes that is currently going on. And as you all are aware, any building that has been signed off as approved and completed is under the current, under that code for that at that time. So this does not have anything that goes back retro that would cause anybody to have to change anything. Now, obviously, any large remodels, maybe a building that's in built in the 50s or something that would need to be remodeled, it may have to be brought up to code, but that's standard procedure. So this is really just getting us compliant to what the state fire marshal's office is operating at. And I'll stand for any questions.
Questions for Chief Lopez? Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Mayor.
Anyone in the audience would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we'll now reconvene as the City Council to consider approval.
Motion for approval.
We have a motion to approve. A second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Walterscheidt.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Number five, consider approval of ordinance number 2020-03, an ordinance authorizing the lease of the Alano Club building at 701 North Guadalupe Street to the Alano Club for the provision of support services for people in the Carlsbad area with addiction issues and for those affected by addiction. A, public hearing, and B, consider approval. And Mr. Britt, will you begin, please?
Mr. Mayor and members of the council, in 2015, the city of Carlsbad inherited what is called the Alano building. And with that building, more importantly, comes a program that's supported by the Alano Club that provides services for those with addiction issues and those that are affected by addiction issues. So this, for your consideration, is a lease to the Alano Club for that facility to hold those services in our community. And I would urge that you guys consider this. We have two members of the board that are here with us tonight, and I'll stand for any questions.
Question from Mr. Britt. Thank you, Mr. Britt. Do we have anyone in the audience that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we'll now reconvene as the City Council to consider approval.
Mayor, I think this provides a very critical program to Carlsbad, and I would move for its approval.
I'll second it, Mayor.
We have a motion and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Walterscheidt.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
And Ms. Waters.
Yes.
The ordinance passes. Number six, council committee reports. Is there any council members that would like to make a report?
Mayor, the City Census 2020 Committee did meet today. at lunch. We had a very good meeting. We discussed the advertising campaign. We will now be moving forward. We have a meeting with the Eddy County Census 2020 Committee, and mm-hmm. we will combine efforts under one program to make sure that we cover all of Eddy, all of Carlsbad, without replicating any program or presentation or paying for the same thing twice. So I should have a finalized budget to present after Thursday's meeting.
Okay, great. Appreciate all the work you've got into this. Anyone else?
Mayor, any other councilman? Councilor? Jason, myself and Jason Shirley, Councilor Shirley, just recently got back from Washington, D.C. We were up there for the Energy Community Alliance. The first couple days, we met with the Department of Transportation on a couple bill grants so we get more funding for 285 South. And then also we met with Senator Heinrich and Senator Udall and their staff members as to some of the issues on 285 and some of the WIP issues as well. And then also we met with the Department of Energy to discuss our budget and for them to thank them for the budget and to maintain it at that level. And then also we met with our own Taurus Smalls, and that's always a good meeting with us. She was willing to help us out with the bill grant as well and additional funding. She helped us out last year with funding. And then we met with future Senator Ben Ray Lujan as well and discussed funding as well. And then we met with the Department of Interior to discuss if we could get a BLM office here, headquarters here, instead of it being in Roswell. Since all the action is down here, it's better off down here than up there. And then we had the ECA meeting at the end of the week to discuss future waste streams and also different capital projects as well.
We appreciate all your hard work.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
There's a plastic bag ban with the approval of the council here in March. The council will vote on it, and hopefully we'll put that in effect here before too long and get rid of plastic bags. So that's our committee has been going through that. So it should be before us next council meeting, I believe, or no one after that. March.
So. Yeah, Councilman Waldscheid is the co-chairman or vice chairman of the committee. So appreciate all your hard work. Dave Sepich is the chairman. Yeah. Anyone else? If not, is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? If not, we'll move to number 7, and I'd call on Councilor Lisa Anaya Flores.
Mayor, I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? If not, call for the vote.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Waldscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya
Good
Morris.
Vote.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
We're adjourned.